Hey, and you football-ing folks, I mean, that'll be like 44 and 45 degrees. That'll be kind of fun on Thursday and Friday night.
Might actually be the first time all season I've worn long pants.
Wear that letter sweater. I don't wear long pants. I wear pants to go to the floor, but I don't wear long
right,
pants.
Right, right, right.
That was too easy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's...
I set him up for himself, though.
Yeah,
see
that's
what he did there?
How's that?
He hit it out of the park.
It's like he pounced on it before anyone else had a chance to.
I did. I took the swing at myself. Okay, you ready to listen to Frank Caprio? This is Frank Caprio. This is a guy from Rhode Island, okay?
Uh-huh.
On WPRO yesterday. Yeah, hang on. Wait a minute. Here we go. All right. And again, he said it three times, but this is just once.
We weren't asking for an endorsement. This is really just a backhanded way for him to, you know, for him to do his own agenda here when it comes to what's going on in Rhode Island. So that's fine by me. Like I say, he can take that and shove it.
Yeah. How you like them apples?
And he's on the Today Show this morning, and again, he said, I'm not apologizing. What? Why should I apologize?
And he's got a D after his name, doesn't he?
Yeah. And, and Meredith Vieira's going, but don't you want to be a millionaire? Oh, no, that's not
Yeah, really?
Sorry. Yeah. All right.
But you don't have any lifelines left.
Yeah. So, anyhow.
I got to go flirt with Matt. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, they do. They flirt all the time.
Oh, do they?
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Hey.
Come on, Scott.
Yeah. All right. So if you want to go see Elliot Eisenberg today, I got a couple of tickets. 695-1620, 695-1620. It's the luncheon today at Pebble Creek. And I would love to have him do an interview with Steve Miller. I mean, by the time they were finished talking, you know what I'm saying?
He'd be out of breath.
Yes. Yeah. They'd be like, well, I mean, he came in.
Two puppy dogs?
Exactly. He came in. He's like a wet poodle he let out in the apartment, you know. He talks fast. He's very dynamic. But, I mean, if you think economists will put you to sleep, he really doesn't. It's pretty interesting. Anyhow, so if you want to do that, 695-1620, it's from like 11:30 until 1 today. So you got to be able to do that. But aside from that. Okay, today's nominee for Eligible Bachelor of the Week. That'd be 45-year-old Graham Barker. Graham is a librarian.
Yeah.
Oh, he likes puppies and walks on the beach.
Graham has been entered into the Guinness Book of Records for collecting 22.1 grams of belly button lint over the last 26 years.
How many grams?
That's, well, it's 0.7 ounces.
Okay, too many.
Almost 0.8 ounces.
I'll go with too many.
You mean not even just a little over half an ounce?
Once again, I'll go with too many.
Three quarters of an ounce.
And too much information.
When did he start?
Yeah.
I mean,
26 years ago.
And he doesn't even have a three quarters of an ounce yet?
Tom, do you want to start? I mean, if you think about it, you know, you'd be like 88 when he got done.
I figured he'd, you know, like, you know, have a medicine ball by now or something.
The London Daily Mail describes...
Maybe he's not gravitationally challenged.
That's true. The London Daily Mail describes in detail, and apparently there are photos there if you'd like to go, that Graham plucks it while waiting for his shower to warm up.
Oh, dear Lord. Please make it stop.
For all you Einsteins out there, the color, of course, depends on what clothes you wore that day.
Right.
Duh.
Yeah, of course.
Ooh. Anyway.
Yeah. Wear red, you get red.
Yep. Here would be a key scientific.
But it's not pure red.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a touch.
Yeah,
just a touch.
Bit.
That's all.
Oh, yeah.
Just a touch.
Oh, yeah. A little kind of acidy, wasn't it?
It says here he has...
Oh, there it was.
He has sold his three jars
and
of...
And it goes on. It just keeps going. You know, there's no stopping this.
Well, he sold his three jars of belly button lint to a
three
museum.
Three jars?
Yeah.
Three jars.
Oh, so he had more.
Well, I mean, how much could lint weigh? It's like going to buy mushrooms at the store. They're $12 a pound. Do you realize how many mushrooms it takes to make a pound? That's a lot.
Anyway.
Yeah, so there you go. Anything else you want to know, Chase?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm pretty much full up.
Pretty good with that, huh?
Thank you, though.
Yeah. You've got your jars full, right?
The other night, we're watching TV, and, you know, they're yammering on, and Jackie turns to me. She goes, what does TMI mean? I'm going to, no. It's too much information. She went,
Oh, that's what it stands for.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you need an example, Jackie, I think we just had
one. Did one. Yeah,
it was also my high school, too, by the way.
A guy from North Georgia noticed two holes in his pool cover and then saw something moving around underneath. Pulled back the pool cover.
Ooh.
See, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Why don't you call authorities to pull back the pool cover?
I'm guessing he didn't like what he found.
Well, I found a buffalo.
In the pool?
Yeah.
Was the buffalo alive?
Was it roller skating?
No, and it was not in a herd. Had escaped from his neighbor's home a couple of weeks ago.
Was he just coming up for air? I mean,
I don't know. I mean, again, we're talking bison, okay? American bison.
This was a living bison,
yes.
Or was he a dead bison?
No, he'd be alive. Getting the bison out involved ropes and manpower.
I'm assuming he called authorities. No,
yes,
he didn't
I think
just
at
try
that point. Yeah.
Lasso it himself.
Yeah, it's not like you.
Home of ear, watch this.
It's not like you get out some buffalo chow and say, hey.
Call the boys, bring them over.
Yeah, make a sandwich and buffalo chips.
Yeah, and just make a little pack of buffalo chow here.
Well, nothing.
And you can
nothing.
Yeah,
this is Colby Bachman.
Hi, this is Caitlin Bachman.
We would like to ask you to support our dad, Brian Bachman, in his race for Brazos County Constable Precinct 1.
We are really proud of our dad. He has won Patrol Deputy of the year in 1996 and in 2004.
He is active in our school projects and coaches us in soccer and Little League.
Please cast your vote for me, Brian Bachman, Brazos County Constable, Precinct 1.
Political ad paid for by the Brian Bachman Campaign. Dan Jones, Treasurer.
Are you looking for home insurance from a company you can trust? A company that really knows Texas and has a long history of excellent service? Well, that company is Germania Insurance. A Texas company that knows how to protect you. In fact, Germania agents understand your home insurance needs because they are Texans. Germania has been insuring Texas homes and property for over 110 years. They have very competitive rates and great discount options. You'll get insurance coverage that you need for your home at a price you'll like. And when you insure your auto and life, you can take advantage of additional savings if you qualify. See for yourself why Germania is the insurance Texans trust.
Call Dexter & Company Insurance today at 764-8444 for all of your insurance needs. Dexter & Company Insurance.
Trust Germania.
About 10 till. I don't mean to complain. Man.
I almost kept a straight face. Tell me another one, Uncle Scott. That's funny.
Yeah.
All right, now we're...
It just happens.
For all of you folks who are in an office with people, and they have a break room, you know, that has a microwave or whatever.
Right.
You know.
Oh, did you find something else?
No. God.
I'm not smelling it this time.
Yeah, I know.
Hello?
On the buffalo story, are they sure it wasn't Snooki?
Yeah, that's...
Oh. Well played, sir.
Very nice.
A little
yeah.
Jersey Shore reference.
Okay, there you go. She's kind of...
gross, yes.
You wouldn't want to take her home
An
to mama.
An awful example of humanity, yes.
I don't think you want to take her home to mama.
Exemplary of everything that's wrong with today's culture, yes.
Not unique in New Jersey, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now, it's one of those deals where what people choose to eat for breakfast can be very different.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it can be mainstream, okay? But sometimes people...
Sometimes you wish it was downstream.
Sure. Some people like to eat unusual things for breakfast. I don't know what it is, but during the last commercial break, I went down the hall to get some coffee, hopefully.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
And the basic smells were...
Really bracing myself here.
Onion.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Cheese.
Down with that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Louis must be here.
And I'm thinking like tilapia. Okay.
Uh-huh. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I mean, it really did. It had that smell of like a fish taco with cheese on it.
Yeah.
And somebody's eating that. Tom.
One minute.
Go ahead. No, that's all right. Tom, leave your microphone on. Take your headphones off.
Uh-huh.
Open your door and yell to Louis. On the air. Louis, we're on the air. What are you eating for breakfast?
Okay.
Okay. All right. So we're going to do this live.
Oh, now it's an example of...
Yeah.
Another day at Brian Broadcasting.
What are you eating for breakfast?
Subway.
Great. Okay.
Subway.
Okay.
That's not it then, because I know that they don't have a tilapia egg and tilapia egg cheese and onion breakfast sandwich.
Not that you know of.
Yeah.
He may have added the tilapia later on.
He's having the Western egg white
omelet
sandwich.
Oh, you're having the Western egg white omelet sandwich there, Lou?
Yes.
You know.
Thanks.
Sweet onion sauce.
That's right. With sweet onion sauce.
Well, you know, there was a day back when, and we thank them very much for that. We advertised for those folks when they started serving their breakfast. And I've been a regular myself, as a matter of fact. But it's after.
Tom said as he plugged them once again.
And he could stop by this morning on his way home if he needed to. He'd be glad to do that.
Well, yeah, but my favorite one went away.
Oh, did it?
Well, the one that was in the Shell station here at Deacon and Longmire. It's not
They're not there
anymore? Not in that Shell station. They've moved one down closer to the new HEB.
Oh.
So they took it out of the Shell station.
Oh.
Yeah.
So now,
I went in there and there was just an empty Shell in there. Thank you. Yeah.
Suddenly Tom has an inconvenience he wanted to share with us.
Yeah, I really did.
Next thing you know, he's going to find out about, train tracks.
Did you hear about those train tracks over there on the west side at Villa Maria? It's really amazing what they've done with those things.
Well, no. This is new news. Yeah. I bet I told some people something they didn't know. I may have saved them a trip.
After all, we're just here to serve.
So wait.
Uh-huh.
So did you just walk in there? And
yes.
Did you just stand there at the little line?
Did you turn on your heels?
No.
And look around.
The guy that was at the cash register, I acted like it was his fault. You know, like,
hey. Yeah.
You know, and he looked at me like, hey, don't type in me.
He looked at you like, forget about it.
Did your lips start to quiver? Did you kind of sniffle a little bit and then
I'm okay.
Look down dejectedly?
I just went, there's
Subway.
One.
No,
there's one on Rock Prairie just a mile away,
really?
You know, so yeah, that's fine.
I was going to say, we're in a shortage for Subways in this world.
Yeah, it's like a light, okay? Yeah. Oh, maybe two. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Right.
Now your whole day was thrown off, right?
Well, I did have to get out of the car.
Brad Hildebrand from Hilco Metal Roofing.
Hilco Metal Roofing has been locally owned and servicing the Brazos Valley since 1998, and we're very excited to be in a new location on Highway 6 in Navasota. Of course, Hilco Roofing is still your source for residential metal roofing, but we now offer a full line of metal products, such as steel, pipe, and pre-engineered building packages. Hilco invites you to stop by and see us. We have experienced, friendly staff ready to help you with that new carport, metal roof, or storage building you've always wanted. And since we're the manufacturer, we will save you money. We have a state-of-the-art trim shop with quick turnaround on metal building and roofing components. And we offer fast, friendly hometown service the large chains can't provide. For a free custom building or material quote, stop by and see us at Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply, 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, or give us a call at 936-825-0500. That's 936-825-0500. We're open Saturdays till noon for your convenience. Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply.
Washington does a lot of dumb things, but the Obama-Pelosi health care bill is one of the worst ideas we've seen in a long time.
That's Texas Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst. Conservative David Dewhurst is a champion of limited government, reducing spending, and following the Constitution. Dewhurst knows that government-run health care is wrong for America and disastrous for Texas.
There are so many bad things about Obamacare. Higher taxes, more debt, options for taxpayer-funded abortions, backroom deals to buy off politicians, government getting between patients and their doctors, it's a disaster. That's why we must repeal Obamacare. We can have affordable health care without government control, and we can make sure we keep the right to choose our own doctors.
In Texas, conservative Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst is leading the fight to stop Obamacare. Go to daviddewhurst.com and join him. Paid for by the David Dewhurst Committee.
About 4 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. NASA confirmed yesterday, kind of as expected, the final mission of the Space Shuttle Discovery will be next Monday afternoon. That'll happen at 3:40 local time. They'll head toward the old International Space Station. NASA must have Discovery up and back by November the 7th. Or they'll have to delay the flight until late November or early December. That's because the angle that the sun hits the station from November 8th to the 23rd won't be direct enough to generate enough electricity or dispel enough heat to support a locked shuttle. So there you go. Got that happening for you. Didn't know that, did you?
Sounds complicated.
It does sound complicated.
Hope they don't have a flat.
Well, hate for that to happen. Got to put those flares out.
Yeah.
You know how that could be a problem as well.
They're pulled over on the side between the Earth and the space station with their blinkers on.
Yeah, be sure and get in the left lane.
Blink, blink, blink. Blink. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's not annoying at all, Scott.
Hey, no. Let's hear it from our. Let's hear it
better
from
than
our,
navel hair, but. Yeah.
Oh God.
Let's hear it from. Hey, did I mention? Right. So
I'm done here.
So how do pro football teams solve the problem of dropped passes? Have you heard about this? It's called the porta potty drill.
Mm-hmm.
They sit receivers inside a porta potty, close the door, and somebody throws. At the last second, and another player opens the door, and you have to react.
And you don't get out till you catch the ball.
So
right?
The last second reaction is, right, but it's even tougher sitting down because, you know, you're not really in that position where, you know, you'd be able to do that. They have a video that's out there and available if you want something to look at today. Kansas City Chiefs doing the drill. Chiefs had the most dropped passes last season at 47. That's 3 per game, so... They got themselves a little exercise that they used to do that. Hey, big shout-out going to Marsha Brandon of Gresham, Oregon.
That's Marsha and Gresham.
Yep, way to go. She's nailed with an $1,100 ticket, doing 110 and a 55.
Mighty fine.
Wow,
that would be
doubled them up, didn't
that'd
she?
Be double nickels doubled. Yeah. Stopped in her 2005 Pontiac Bonneville. She told
those things will move, too.
Yeah.
By golly.
She told the state trooper she was headed for an appointment. She was not aware that she was driving that fast. Oh, that little thing with the numbers and the needle didn't tell you anything, huh?
Oh, I passed that a long time ago.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, did I? Wait, I'm not done. Marsha's 82.
Outstanding.
Yes.
So her blinker was on.
Yeah. Okay, got it. All right, we'll catch that in just a minute. Anyway,
Does somebody not know we're on the air?
We only had 30 seconds left. We almost made it. Hey, the passing of Alexander Anderson. You know who he is?
No.
He's the guy who created Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Oh, really?
He was 90 years old and lived in Carmel, California, so he must have done pretty well.
No more rabbits out of his head.
Nope, none
I can one-up you on that.
Oh, yeah?
A guy named Joseph Stein at 98 died.
Oh, did he?
He wrote Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh, there you go. Hey, on this date in history,
the
Pony Express finally ended. This is the 129th anniversary.
They finally got there.
Those horses are sure glad to.
That's right. 129th. Yeah, you remember where it went? You remember where it went? From St. Joseph, Missouri to Sacramento.
Oh, well, no wonder.
Yeah, and one of those two has a pro basketball franchise.
That's
right.
Yeah. And it's still called the Ponies don't even get their name out there. They're just Pony Express.
That's right. Charlie Express or anything.
Yeah, right.
Okay, Corral fight happened 129 years ago today. And
Seabiscuit got a movie, you know.
49 years ago. All right.
There you go.
40 years ago. 30 seconds. That it
looks like Kurt Warner might get thrown for a loss on Dancing with Stars.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
He was the low scorer heading into last night's elimination. Even Bristol Palin did better than him. But tonight they'll.